services. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So good to see all of you here and at Oasis.
Amen.
If this is your first time here, I'd like for you to just raise your hand up for a minute and let our ushers give you a visitor's card for us, please, for our records. And let's give them a hand clap of welcome today.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much. We are honored by having you here today.
Amen.
God is good. I told Ashley as she was walking off that she did a that was some good preaching she did.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we want to thank all of you for being here today. We are so glad to have you to come and worship with us and to enter into what God has for you today.
Amen.
And I opened up before praise and worship with some scripture, and I just feel led to read it again. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
It's just that anointing.
Amen.
Is up here. So be ready. God's got something good for you this
Amen.
Morning. It's Philippians 2, chapter 2, starting with verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made manifest, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name, which is above every name. And we sang about that name this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Amen. That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
To the glory of God
Amen.
The Father. Give him praise this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God is
Glory to
great,
God.
And he is greatly to be praised.
Amen.
He is awesome
Praise
in this place.
God.
Amen.
Glory
and
to
we're
God.
We're going to draw from what God has got for us today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before this service, I felt this morning that God was going to heal some places in your heart.
Yes.
And he's going to heal some places in your mind.
Yes.
And he's going to heal you in your body this
yes.
morning. Amen.
Yes. Glory
that
to God.
That pain that you came with today in your body, you're not going to leave with
Glory
it today.
To God.
You're
going to
go out
Glory.
A different person.
Yeah.
Amen. You're going to have a little spring in your step because that pain's no longer going to have you bound.
Glory
amen.
To God.
But you're going to be loosed
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And now, before I get going, which I think I already did, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Receive it in Jesus'
Glory
name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Give God a hand clap of praise.
Okay. I already saw this yesterday.
He told me.
I did. I saw this yesterday. I told her. I said, I'm doing all this studying and praying. I said, and God's going to jump on you. And I know what is going to happen. He's going to just start speaking through you.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Yeah. Thank him for last week.
Okay. Oh, praise God. Didn't we have an awesome time at anniversary celebration?
Amen.
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 And we just want to thank each and
Amen.
Every one of you
Amen.
For participating, for being there, for fellowship, and
Amen.
For all the food that you brought. It was wonderful. And we just want to thank each and every one of you also for blessing me
Amen.
And Pastor
Amen.
With that gift from
Praise
this
God.
Wonderful congregation.
Amen.
And we just want to thank you. And let's just give God another hand
praise
clap
God.
Of praise. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise,
praise God.
God. Hallelujah. Turn it over to Pastor.
All right. It is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. And I want you to smile at your neighbor. And I want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word,
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day? And I declare,
I'll never,
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 never
ever be the same again in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence today. Holy Spirit, speak through me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say the way I should say it. Help me, Holy Spirit, illuminate me. Help me, Holy Spirit, preach through me, teach through me. And Father, I thank you that we are preaching and teaching your word. And you said, signs and wonders follow your word. So we are preaching and teaching your word, and we're expecting to see signs and wonders follow your word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm teaching on supernatural protection. Now, I want to tell Jim something. Jim's in here. Jim is teaching a series on supernatural protection, Psalms 91, on Sunday night. She started the first Sunday night of November, and it'll go through the month of November. And I want to let you know something, Jim. It doesn't matter if we go hit the same things, because the Spirit of God does that. He absolutely does that. He's leading us this way on purpose. A few months ago, the Lord showed me in November and December, we were supposed to go back over supernatural protection, and we were supposed to go back over pleading the blood. Because it's very, very important, and sometimes we let them slip. And I'm telling you, the devil would love to slip in during these holidays and cause something to happen. But if we're applying the blood and we're claiming supernatural protection, it'll keep our family safe. Amen? So if you will, go in your Bibles to Psalms 91. And I'm going to read the entire psalm. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible, Classic Edition. And it starts out, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord." Now this is going to be kind of a theme with us this morning. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. For then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the error, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor for the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it'll not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. Therefore shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For He shall give His angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. Trust and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. No, never. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Now, what I want you to get the revelation of is Psalms 91 is something that we need to pray over our families every day. We need to be claiming Psalms 91, no matter how you put it in your mouth or how the scriptures come out of your mouth. I know a lot of times when me and Pastor Sharon are in prayer, she'll take Psalms 91 on her phone and she'll pull it out and we'll be reading it over Benjamin and our family. We'll just start declaring it over them in the name of Jesus. We declare it over everything. I mean, the Psalms 91 is a protection psalm. I heard something yesterday that I thought was really strong. There was this colonel, and he was overseas, and he had been assigned to this this squadron of people or whatever, and the particular squadron that he got, there were more deaths and more casualties in it than any other one. It was the highest of all of them. And he had told this minister about it, and the minister said, he said, here's what you need to do. He said, every man at your command, and there's lots of them, he said, every man under your command, you need to take Psalms 91, and you need to tell those men they need to memorize that psalm. And he said, they need to stand before you and say, okay, Psalm number 91 and 4 is, Psalms 91, 5 is. They're supposed to know it backwards and forwards. He said, they're to declare it every day. You know, during the day and all while they're out, they're to declare it every day. You're to check them on it. And so he did this with this group of men, this squadron of men, for 2 years. Not one casualty. Not one casualty. They put the Word of God, the Psalms 91, which that's a special protection, supernatural protection. They put it in their heart and their mouth. When you put it in your mouth and you say it and you say it and you say it, it gets down in your heart and you swallow it, and then you can start speaking it from your heart every time you say it. When we say Psalm 91, we're setting the boundaries by our words. 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it'll not come nigh us. Only with our eyes will we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with our eyes. We are a family without tragedy. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, this lines up with the Word of God, and you need to put it in your mouth and in your heart. We are a family. Every day when you wake up, you ought to be saying, we are a family without tragedy. I don't care if bad stuff has happened to you in the past or your family in the past. This is the future. And we're speaking it into our future. We're saying, here's how it will be from this point on. Here's the boundary, devil. I'm setting the boundary of the blood of Jesus Christ in Psalm 91. I've got supernatural protection for my family. Here's the way it's going to be. From this point on, here's the way it is. This is the boundary. We are a family without tragedy. By saying it and saying it and saying it, you are establishing a boundary in the Spirit. And you become a family without tragedy. We are a church family without tragedy. That's the boundary we're setting of supernatural protection. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. Seems I just read that. When I'm declaring, or we're declaring at home and in the car and anywhere we're at, you know, you do this all the time. Sometimes, I don't know about you guys, sometimes does fear try to attack your mind about different things? Well, when that tries to attack it, you immediately need to start speaking the word. Speak it out. Say, no plague will come nigh my dwelling. I bind fires in Jesus' name. I bind earthquakes in Jesus' name. You say, we don't have any earthquakes around here. That's true. But you know, there are places that there are earthquakes, and they have authority, spiritual authority, to bind those earthquakes from destroying their home. We have the authority, the spiritual authority, to take authority over every plan, every plot, every scheme of the enemy against us. The Bible says in John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly, full to it overflows. That's what one translation says. I'm telling you, the Lord wants it in our mouth and in our heart. I bind floods, I bind tornadoes, I bind natural disasters of any kind, I bind man-made disasters of any kind. I'm taking my spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. How am I taking it? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord. I have to say it. If I'm going to take authority for me and my family, I've got to say it. I can't just think it. I can't just know it. I must say it. This scripture says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, on Him I lean and rely. On Him I confidently trust. For then He will deliver you. What? Then He will deliver you. After I say it. After I say of the Lord, no plague will come nigh my dwelling. I bind fires in Jesus' name. I bind earthquakes in Jesus' name. I bind floods and tornadoes in Jesus' name. Then He will deliver you. Then He will cover you with His pinions. And under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. I bind evil people with evil plans. I'm taking spiritual authority. I bind evil people and evil plans from coming in this church. I bind evil people and evil plans from coming on my property. I bind evil people with evil plans from being around me and my family. Excuse me, that's spiritual authority, and I can take it in the name of Jesus. Matthew 18 and 18 in King James says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hang on, complete Jewish Bible. Yes, I tell you people that whatever you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. There's some things that we're permitting that we're supposed to be prohibiting. In the name of Jesus, when that thing comes against you and your family, don't let the devil tell you that was God that sent it. If it steals, it kills, it destroys, that was the devil that did it, and you've got authority over him. All you've got to do is start speaking. No, I'll not have it this way. No, it'll not be this way. No, I don't care what you do. No, here's the bloodline. Your bloodline. You will not cross this bloodline. In the name of Jesus, this is the way it is. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. But it'll not come nigh me. It'll not come near my family. No. Only with our eyes will we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with our eyes. A storm comes up. Oh, well. They said the weather, the storm's going to blow us apart. No, it's not. No. We're still going to be standing. Excuse me? You're still standing. You got a better house than you had before. I'll huff and I'll puff. I'll blow your house down. You still standing. You still living. You still breathing. You're doing better than you were doing before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was trying to kill you, but now that was a deadly mistake. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God! Yeah! 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 The devil played his hand. And you know, when he plays his hand and he loses it, really, we make a big deal about it. We make a big deal about it. He huffed and he puffed and he could not blow it down. Glory to God. Woo! Somebody needs to shout. Glory! 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 That storm comes against your house. You say, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this storm. In the name of Jesus, I speak in line with God's word. I bind high winds. I bind hail. I bind tornadoes. I bind hurricanes in Jesus' name. I declare in the name of Jesus, any destructive force in this storm must dissipate in the name of Jesus and lift up off this area in Jesus' name, according to the authority of the Word of God. And you know what it'll do? It'll obey you. It'll lift up off the area and it'll obey you. Whatever you prohibit on earth will be prohibited. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound. Put that promise of safety in your heart and in your mouth. When you do, shields up, bubbles on. Can't touch you. Can't touch you. What was that song years ago? Can't touch this. Can't touch that. Boom, 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 boom. Can't touch that. Boom, 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 boom. Y'all didn't think I knew that song, did you? Woo! Glory to God. We are a family without tragedy. We're a church family without tragedy. That's the boundary we're setting of the Lord's supernatural protection. Woo! Yeah, that was MC Hammer. Hallelujah. Mark 11, verse number 23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Whew. How many of you have children in here? Raise your hand. I see most of the hands in this place up. I didn't know we had that many kids. Where are these kids at? Bring them to church. Glory to God. Have a church full if we had all these kids. Are they in the back somewhere? I don't know about. I know they have the children's things going on. I know that. But there's more hands than we got children here today. Bring the children. But if you have children, you have a prayer assignment to cover them every day. Your prayers can steer them to safety. If your children, maybe it's your grandchildren, they're in a daycare, you cover that daycare. You name the name of that daycare. You plead the blood of Jesus Christ, and you claim Psalm 91 on that daycare. Here's what's not going to happen at this daycare. Now, 1,000 may fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand, but it's not coming to this daycare. Because my child's in this daycare. My grandchild is in this daycare. This daycare is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not happening there. It's not just what we say in church. It's what we're constantly saying. You got an oil bottle? We take an old-fashioned oil bottle at the house, olive oil. And we don't use it in church very much. Sometimes we do, because sometimes people get hung up on the oil. They think the oil is all holy and everything, and we don't do it. But I tell you, at the house, we sling oil everywhere. I mean, you talk about slinging oil. Patty walked into our house one time, and she said, "Do you know you've got a cross on your window?" Yeah, because we did it with oil. You got it on some of the doors, that's right. It's on every door. You just can't see it on every door, but it's on every door, on every window. We got it all over the place. Because sometimes we just walk through the house and we get fanatical. We get all crazy with it. It's about time we get all crazy with it. We don't need to be just average Christians. We need to be fanatical Christians that believe the Word of God and do the Word of God. Anoint your home. Anoint your child's room. Yeah. Say, this child, he's hanging off the chandeliers. Anoint the room. Anoint the bed. Anoint the pillow. The seat you're sitting in, I guarantee has been anointed. I guarantee it. One time or another, more than once. I mean, we have prayer down here every Tuesday and Friday. And we have crazy prayer. I mean, praying in the Spirit, Jim leads us in prayer, and it's wild. We cover things and people and families and situations. We cover you guys, and you don't know we're even covering it. We get things in the Spirit about somebody, and we just pray it out. We just pray it out. We go out safely, and we return home safely. What am I doing? I'm setting a boundary. We go out in peace, and we return home in peace, and nothing and no one steals our peace today. In Jesus' name, I'm setting a boundary in line with the Word of God. Job 5:24 in the Living Bible says, "You not need to worry about your home while you're gone. Nothing will be stolen from your barns." That's a good thing to have in my mouth. Set the boundary with the blood. Put scriptures on your fridge. Put declarations on your mirrors. We are a family without tragedy. Here's the way it is in our house. We're blessed coming in and blessed going out. We're the head and not the tail. We're above only and not beneath. It's not what you know. It's not what you've heard. It's not what you've read. It's what you do. Matthew 7:24-27. It's the doers of the word that are blessed. I am consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God. I'm led in right paths. I'm led according to the perfect will of God, according to the perfect timing of God. Not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I want to give you a story, a true story. This lady and her children they just picked up a pizza. And her three kids were in the car coming home. And her kids were all happy and laughing and cutting up. Everybody's happy. They said, "We got to get home. We're fixing to starve. We got to go ahead and eat this pizza." And the mom, she was right there, you know, just kidding around with them. And all of a sudden, she got an impression, a very strong impression. She said, "Stop, kids, right now." She said, "We got to pray for Dad. We got to pray for him right now." This is a true story. Immediately. She just pulled over to the side of the road, but they all started praying. They didn't know what they were praying about. That's the thing about it. We don't know what we're praying about, but we're alerted by the Spirit. You just pray in the Spirit until you get a peace about it. So they just started praying for their dad. Now, he was a pilot, and he was at the airport at that minute, and he had just received a clearance for takeoff. And he's at one of the busiest airports in the world, and he'd got that clearance, and there's hundreds of people on his plane, and he didn't do anything. He paused. And you don't pause at, it was LaGuardia Airport, you don't pause there because they're coming and going, they're coming and going, coming and going. You got to, right when they tell you, you got to do it. And he paused. And he paused so long, the co-pilot said, he called his name, and he said, we got to go. And he said, I'm not taking this clearance. And he said, what do you mean you're not taking this clearance? And as soon as he got that, co-pilot got that out of his mouth, you heard this big sound, and it, right by them, a jumbo jet, just right in the space where they were fixing to be. That was the, if he hadn't have paused, they'd all be dead, or most of them would be dead. But see, now the family listened to that prompting and claimed supernatural protection, and he prayed, he paused. He heard that impression, and he said, mm-mm. See, those impressions, they'll save your life. See, we can claim the scriptures, and we can plead the blood, but sometimes he'll give us an impression to do something or not do something, to pause or to wait a second. I know Ken, a few weeks ago, he had a dream about a vehicle that ran a help me, Ken, that ran a stoplight. You saw it in the, come, can y'all put him on a mic, please? Get him the mic back there. And yeah, or you can come up here either way. Perfect, we got one. I want Ken to tell this, because this is exactly what I'm talking about. And I know the Holy Spirit had this.
Well, I had a dream about a black SUV crossing in front of me. I said, and when I wake up, I don't never remember my dreams, but I remember that, and it stayed with me. So I come down to old Opelika Road, down to the light to take a left, go to Columbus. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking across over, said, well, there goes that black SUV. So I said, somebody's trying to tell me something. So the light turned green, I didn't go. About that time, here come a car right, must have been doing 60 or 70 through that light, ran it. If I'd been out there, it'd hit me broadside.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. That's the way the Lord works. Follow impressions, gut feelings, nudges. Pay attention to them. They'll save your life. Isaiah 30 and 21 says, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left. You might have an impression, don't go this way today. Sometimes we're not sensitive, and it gets us killed. That Pamman pallet hadn't been sensitive, a lot of people would have died. Proverbs 1 and 33 says, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. Proverbs 19:23 in the NASB translation says, the fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. Psalms 121:7-8, the Lord will protect you from all evil. God will protect your very life. The Lord will protect you on your journeys, whether going or coming, from now until forever from now. Before you go on a vacation, pray over it. Now, let me not get religious. I don't want you to take that in a religious mindset. God wants you to go on vacation. He wants your family blessed. But what I'm saying is cover it. Cover it in the blood. Make sure before you go that you got the right timing and where you're planning to go is the right place. Cover it. Don't rush. Make sure you have peace about it and follow that peace. Following that peace, that's leading you into supernatural protection. Pray over the vehicle you're going to take. Cover it. Supernatural protection. It's above just natural protection. Okay, I'll give you an example of that, a couple of them. This woman was married to an abusive husband. And he was, she prayed about the situation for years over her and her kids. And she was standing in her bedroom. She heard him stomping from the kitchen and saying, I'm going to kill you. She heard his footsteps turning down the hallway. And it had been a bad situation for a while. He turned toward the bedroom where she was at. So she braced herself for what was about to happen. When he reached the open doorway, he went in the open doorway to kill her. He tried to. He bounced off like a rubber ball would bounce off. He bounced off of an open doorway. There's nothing there. He bounced off and knocked him in the floor. he's laying in the floor. He gets up, shakes himself off, and then he says, I'm going to get you for that. And he thought she did it. He did it again. He bounced off again. And he, you know, was trying to get his balance again because he don't know what happened because there's nothing that he's seeing, but it won't let him go in that room to hurt her. That's supernatural protection. Well, he just sat down and forgot it after that. Another time, she was like swimming in a pond that they had. And she heard him say, he got that craziness on him again, and she heard him say, I'm going to drown you. I'm coming to drown you. And she's not a good swimmer. She's just barely in the pond. He wades out into that pond, and he grabs her, puts his hands on her, like around her neck, and he keeps slipping off. His hands keep sliding off. And he keeps saying, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And no matter, every time he grabs her, he just can't hold her. And she said, it was like I was greased up. This is what she said. And he just couldn't do it. That was supernatural protection. He gave it up again. He couldn't do it. Well, she divorced him. And years later, he came to the Lord. And he's all upset and tormented by the memory of the hurt that he had inflicted on a lot of people and her and family. And he didn't believe his sins could be completely covered by Jesus' blood. Now, he was in his 80s. And he's in a nursing home, and he's believed this for years. His niece came to see him, and he greeted her with excitement. And he said, I'm not going to hell. He said, they called me on the phone, and they told me it's just a transition, but I'm not going to hell. Everything's going to be all right. He was finally at peace, and just a short while after she left, he died. Oh, I didn't tell you. There's not a phone in his room. They called him on the phone and told him he's not going to hell. The Lord, the Lord. Let me ring you up. Everything's going to be all right. It's under my blood. All that, it's under the blood. You could be led to have a surgery or not to have a surgery, or led to have it at a certain time or not to have it at a certain time. It may be life-threatening to have it at one time as so not another time. I remember years ago, Pastor Sharon's doctor told her she needed a surgery. And she was praying about it, and she said, I don't have any peace about this. This is not right. She changed doctors. She didn't need the surgery. The other doctor said it. We found out later, that doctor that told her she needed the surgery, he got in trouble for telling people they needed surgery when they didn't. God supernaturally protected her. Watch your words. I'm coming to a close. Don't give the devil permission with your words. Well, if I go on a plane, it'll probably crash. If I drive that car in that city, I'll probably get killed in a car wreck. You're opening the door, and the devil's changing the boundaries. He said, okay, the boundaries are not what he said or she said in church. It's not what they've been saying around their house when they were declaring the word. Here's the new boundary. The boundary is that I'm gonna be killed in a plane crash. The new boundary is I'm going to be killed in a car wreck. The new boundary is I'm going to be killed this way or that way. Because now the devil has authority because we gave him authority with our words. We gave him permission to change those boundaries. Jesse Duplantis made the statement one time. He said that before he gets on an airplane, he hijacks it. So he's already prayed about the flight. He's already prayed about everything about it. And he said there's been a couple of flights he didn't get on because he knew the Spirit was telling him not to get on it. And he said, but one particular flight he got on because he knew he was supposed to go. And he said, the plane, there was all kind of turbulence. And they're thinking that the plane is coming down, it's going to kill them all. And people are screaming and hollering and panicking all over the place. And he said, hey guys, it's all right. He said, this plane's not going down. And they're like, you're crazy. He said, I'm on this plane. He said, if God let me be on this plane, you ain't going to die. He said, because everything's going to be all right because I'm on this plane. In other words, he was saying it's already covered. This flight is covered by the blood. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how bumpy it is. We're going to land this flight and everything's going to be all right because I'm on it and I've already covered this flight with the blood. Whew. Psalm 91 and 2. I will say of the Lord, I asked Pastor Sharon if she'd come. He is my refuge and my fortress. I will say He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, on Him I lean and rely. On Him I confidently trust. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. And Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness or vindication which they obtain from me, that is which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Give Him a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Glory
to God.
Awesome, awesome word. It was in time and season. Amen. And we're not going to just be hearers of the word. We're going to be doers of the word. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to use the weapons of our warfare that God has given us to fight with. We're not just going to lay down and turn over because the enemy has said, told us some lies, amen, of what he can do. And like Pastor said, he's going to huff and puff and blow your house down. We're going to use our weapons against the voice of the enemy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. As we close out the service this morning, I want to read that scripture again. This will
Praise
be the third time this service.
Praise God.
So God is speaking to somebody through this scripture this morning. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and things of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to remember that this morning. Amen.
Amen.
That He, the name of Jesus Christ, is above every name. So whatever the enemy's coming against you with today, the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You can use the name of Jesus.
Yes.
It is higher. Amen. Stronger, greater, bigger than any name that the enemy may be coming against you with. And right now I want to just come against oppression and depression in the name of Jesus. Depression, you have to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oppression, you have to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over God's people this morning, and I decree and I declare that they are free. They are free. They are free in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You've got another hand.
Glory to
praise.
God. Glory
Ashley,
to God.
You can come.
Glory
Praise
to God.
The Lord. Hallelujah.